Welcome to the Hemp Del Sol podcast. All health, no hide. Here's your host, Mary Lisa Lawless.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hemp Del Sol podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by none other than your host, Mary Lisa Lawless. Mary Lisa, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So thanks, as always, for everybody for tuning in to learn more. So check this out. I am not wearing my wolf crystal necklace today. I don't know why. It's just not on. And it's calling me. So I thought we would talk a little bit about crystals, because I feel like something's missing, but I'm not wearing that. So I got to get in the habit of putting that on every day. I know that you have Crystals Del Sol along with Hemp Del Sol, and obviously involved in this space. Why don't you start by talking a little bit about what sparked your interest in crystals and how you became involved in their study and practice, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, very cool. Yes, I am grateful to be here again. And the crystals, sort of, they've always been in my life, just little bits and pieces. I haven't ever been super focused on them. I just was like, oh, those are cool, and I like them. A few years ago, probably close to 10 years now, I met someone, Gabriella Ingalls, and she had a crystal store down on Oakland Park and Federal Highway, down by the beach. She's like, go visit my store. Go check this out. Go take whatever you want. And I did. Brought back like 3 or 4 crystals. I have them in my therapy rooms and just sort of went from there. I have a space on the other side. So I have 3 bays where I am. And one of the bays is where the store is. In that particular area, the space was completely underutilized. I had tchotchkes in there, you know, little knickknacks, books, whatever, but nothing of importance. There's a desk there, but mostly a lot of cabinet space and shelf space. Fast forward a few years, she ends up having to, because of rent issues and pricing and everything else, she closes it up. I don't really think much about it until one day I said, I need a Kuan Yin statue.
Kuan Yin statue?
Yeah.
Just like out of nowhere one day, you're like, you know what I need? I need a Kuan Yin statue in my life.
I was having some issues with a neighbor.
Okay.
And I just wanted to express love. I wanted love between us. I was doing my mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation and doing all that. Kuan Yin is the goddess of love. It's a Chinese or Asian, depending on where you're coming from. It's spelled differently, but it's Kuan Yin. And she's just all about love and peace and connection. So she's like, oh, come to my warehouse. I have one. I was like, cool. So I go to her warehouse and I walk in, and I mean, there's crystals everywhere, but they're all boxed and they're on shelves. And I'm like, well, what are you doing with all this stuff? She's like, well, when I closed up my store, I just moved everything here and, you know, I'll figure it out. So we sat talking, she gave me the statue, and I thought about it, and I was like, I have all this underutilized space. Why don't you just put your stuff there? So I actually had the crystal store before I did the CBD. A few years before I did CBD, I just never advertised it. I never did anything about it. It was just whatever client walked in, they were like, oh, I really like that. Can I have it? And I would just sell whatever people were interested in. I didn't put a lot of energy or focus into the crystals. And it wasn't until 2018 when I got into the CBD stuff and doing that research and looking around and doing all of that, that it was like, okay, maybe I need to make this an official store. That's when I opened up a retail store and got my retail license and my sales tax number and my EIN and everything else and made it an official store. So the crystals have always been a part of the retail store. I just never really did the advertising or promoting, I guess would be the word of it. And moving forward from that, I was like, I really feel a sense of peace and contentment when I walk into this area where I have all these crystals. I do deep dives. When I'm interested in something, I go deep. I want to know everything. And the crystal world is so big, there's no way for me to know everything. ever. And that has become a part of what happens at events that I do. People are asking questions about CBD, but the majority of the time people are really interested in the crystals.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating subject, right? Can you explain the basic principles behind crystal healing and how it works? I think there's a big common conception or misconception, I guess you could say, out there amongst the general public when they hear about crystals. I've said this before, immediately they think it's like woo-woo and they think there's nothing there, but I've come to learn that, like, we're all energy, right? And everything's frequencies and vibrations.
Absolutely.
You can kind of break that down, like how it kind of works, or the science behind it, if you will.
Well, the science, I think that with any kind of research, you can find pro and con for both.
Sure.
At the end of the day, it's what crystals have always been used. They've been used in every religious background, from Brahmanism, Hinduism. In Egypt, the pyramids all had these ginormous quartz crystals at the points of all four, corners. You know, they're like 2 feet high and 6 feet wide, and they were circular quartz. And they used them as electric, you know, the electric energy or magnetic energy that would pass through that and through the pyramids. So there's a whole research thing on that end of it. When I started researching crystals, these were some of the things that I learned, was that they've been used in every religion and every culture. There is, in quantum physics, when you're looking at energy, everything is energy. Everything is moving, whether it's a solid, what it appears to be a solid object, the majority of it is molecules that are moving, atoms that are moving. And it's just about the density. So the crystals have been fascinating. In that, yes, there's a whole science behind it. They do, and there's been spiritual leaders that use crystals for healing and crystals for energy and crystals for many, many different things. At the end of the day, with crystals, what you're looking for is, what am I attracted to? You know, what is it that's calling me? I tell people when they're looking at a crystal and they're like, I don't know anything. And I said, okay, just walk around and what are you attracted to? Oh, well, I really like this. At that point, they'll ask a question. I'll say, well, here, there's some free apps that you can get on your phone and you can look it up and see if it fits. Usually, if somebody picks up a crystal, the same crystal three times, there's something in their energy that's calling for that particular crystal. So when we look up what the metaphysical meaning is behind it, and the metaphysical meaning can change depending on the app that you're looking at as well. But oftentimes people say, wow, that's really about where I'm at right now. That is what I needed. Those are the kinds of things that happen with crystals. So there's a lot of science that talks about the energy connected to the crystals, the metaphysical healing. Crystals are found all over the world. I think it's fascinating that somebody picked up a geode and said, oh, I wonder what's inside this rock. You know? Look at this. And this has been polished, you know, but it's like, this is, and what you're seeing with the green, and I know that on audio, you won't be able to see it, but I'm holding a heart that is a pink amethyst. Most people know amethyst to be purple, but there is a pink amethyst. It was found first in Patagonia and it has its own healing properties, but the green part is the actual geode and it's been polished down so that you can't, you know, you have no idea what it looked like. When you see the other side of these things, it's like, how did somebody know to break open this rock and find this thing, you know, this stuff inside? So the whole thing is just, for me, super curious. And I continue to be curious. So I learn things about crystals and I'm just really, you know, I'm wearing, I don't know if we can see it. Like, I'm wearing a little carnelian. It's a shield. You know, and I have all my crystals on. I'm wearing all kinds of stuff. My earrings, labradorite and green moss agate. And my bracelets are opal, pink opal and purple tiger's eye. That's a purple tiger's eye. And, you know, shungite. tourmaline, more tiger's eye, mugite, jasper. I mean, I'm all, I love all this stuff.
You got a lot of crystals, girl.
I know, I Goodness.
Do. I'm curious, you may or may not know this. Obviously, there's been lots of research and studies done on any number of topics. Have they ever done any studies or research where they kind of hooked up an MRI or brain scans or anything like that and put people around various types of crystals to see if there's any interaction between the, I guess, the frequency of the crystals and the actual brain? Because like you said, you're talking about quantum mechanics and brain waves and all this kind of stuff. We all are energy and everything's always interacting. Do you know anything about any studies done like that?
I don't know of them offhand. I couldn't like cite this study happened and the study happened. What I remember most is Adam Ruins Everything. It's a YouTube channel. And he created this thing about debunking myths or things like that. But he did a whole thing about crystals. He's like, it's all fake. There's no energy in crystals. And, you know, and that was his thing. But he became a YouTuber and he's done tons of videos. But that was one that actually kind of made me laugh because he brought in all these scientists that were saying this. So what we're looking at is a difference between Newtonian thought and quantum thought. You know, so the Newtonian is very, you know, if I can hold it, if it exists, if it's
materialist.
Very, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and what we're now looking at with, yeah, I even have on my aura ring, I've got my shungite ring for blocking radiation. What we know on the quantum side is that everything is energy. There's no such thing as not being energy. So crystals have energy. Crystals have meaning. And I find some of the stories or some of the things that I've even experienced funny, fascinating, and again, curious. It just leaves me in a sense of with a world of wonderment.
Yeah, I find it interesting how so many people are completely closed-minded to topics such as these. And the jury's not out yet, right? Mm-hmm. We don't even know. And talking about quantum mechanics, that's something that really fascinates me. We don't even understand quantum theory and what it really means, right? We have the equations that tell us things, but yeah. they don't know why it is that way. And there's all these different theories about how the world works beyond that. So there's so much that's unknown about this whole space. So my mindset with this is always just to keep an open mind and never feel that I have the answers because, gosh, what do I know?
Yeah. So the other piece with that is that, no, we do know. We do know quite a bit. We do know that if you focus on an object, the object has already moved. You've already your perception. There's a fact and then there's perception. And our perception is everything. There's a million different ways to see the same thing. And that's part of what the quantum physics. I mean, when you think about string theory,
we're going small, deep today.
You know, I mean, smaller than anything we've ever experienced. I just find it all really curious, but because it is out there, the knowledge is there, the information is there. It really seems to be about the transitioning of thought. Can we actually accept the idea that we're an energy field? You know, it's like walking into a room with someone or you're walking into a crowded room. And if you're having an issue with something that's negative, you're going to find that one person out of 300 people in this room that has the same negative issue. And you'll be able to talk about this stuff. It's all about energy. It's energy fields. We're beginning to label it. We're beginning to have names for it. So I'm like I said, I could go down this rabbit hole. I go down a lot of rabbit holes these days.
That's fascinating stuff. So how do you recommend to beginners that are to start incorporating crystals into their lives or practices, or somebody that really hasn't done anything with crystals before, but is interested, what would you recommend? How could they get into that space?
The easiest thing is just go visit a crystal store. As you walk in the door of the crystal store, take a breath and figure out, how do you feel? I've walked into some crystal stores and got an immediate headache. I'm like, ooh, oh, what's going on here? And it was before I knew anything about anything. And I was like, oh, I need to leave. And I would go outside and the headache would go away. And I was like, that's weird. And I would do it again. And I'd get the headache again. And I'm like, what? So I had to assume that it had something to do with the energy in this particular space. And so it's not about the crystals. It's about the people that are in there. So I was like, I don't know what I was picking up. All I know is that every time I walked through that door, so whether it was the building, whether it was this, and I tried to like walk around the counter where they had all these beautiful crystals. And it was like, oh, I just can't. And I had to leave. And this was up in Casadega, where a lot of people just go for psychic readings. They go to buy their crystals. They go to buy, this is like a new age vortex kind of thing in Central Florida on the East Coast. So it's just like really interesting. So when I walk into a crystal store, I was in Sedona 2 years ago out for Gabriella Engel's wedding. So she's still, you know, it was still intertwined, and went off the main drag into a crystal store, because there's crystal stores everywhere in Sedona. They're everywhere. I find this one that's like down an alley and behind some buildings, and I walk in there. The energy was so good and it was so uplifting. I actually broke out into a sweat as I walked into the store. I was like, and it's cold outside and there's no heat on. And it's like, oh, this is weird. And I'm walking around fanning myself. I'm like, what? I had to take my jacket off. I'm like, and I don't get hot. I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not, I mean, like some women, you know, they're like really hot. I'm not that person. I'm cold all the time. So I broke out of sweat. I stayed in that store for a really long time. I even have still a crystal that my friend, I have it on my desk here. She knows how much I love butterflies.
Ah, love it.
Yeah. So she's like, pick a butterfly for yourself. And we got it in that store. So you'll see, I have crystals all around my desk here. You know, this one's one of my favorites too. It's called Blue Appetite. And this is from Madagascar. So my crystals come from all over. I've got, you know, this pink amethyst that I have, you know, this came from Brazil.
There's no shortage of crystals.
No, no.
Crystals del Sol.
Not at all. So it's really kind of cool. So when people are picking out crystals, it's not always people that have not had any experience with crystals. Sometimes it's people that have had experiences that feel negative around their crystals. For example, yesterday I was at an event and this woman was picking out a crystal for somebody else. And I'll show you this. So this is a thumb. It's a worry stone. It's got a thumbprint on the other side. And the crystal is called Green Aventurine. And it's called a money stone. It's supposed to attract abundance in whatever form you're talking about. And it actually has the word success. So this woman is trying to find something for someone else. And I tell people, when you're looking at something for someone else, just think about it. Think about that person. And they come in. And so she picks up this stone and I'm telling her what the metaphysical meaning is about aventurine. And she really likes the word success and she wants to get it for her, a person. She gets it. She buys it. She walks away. She drops it. Oh, no. And she has other crystals in the bag. That crystal broke in half. She's like, oh my, look at what happened. And I said, they don't break that easy. And she says, but only this one broke. And so we sat talking about it for a second. And she's like, oh, what does it mean? What does it mean? And I said, well, often it just means that you are not ready for that crystal, but it was for somebody else. Huh. And I said, well, obviously that person's not ready for it. And she's like, oh, does that mean they're going to be a failure? And they're going to lose all their money? I'm like, no, not at all. But it means that they're not open to whatever it is that you want to give them. I said, you're welcome to pick another stone. And she did. She picked something called goldstone. And goldstone is partially manufactured because it's got copper in it and it is a stone. And so it has like all these sparkles and it's a sparkly stone. And the one that she picked. So then I said, well, that's for calming. That helps people to calm and to get through something that they're feeling anxious about. And her friend that was with her was like, who are you buying this for? She said, I'm not telling you. It's like, and I was like, okay, I backed out of that story, but it was like, whatever. So she took the gold stone, but she was really upset about this stone breaking and really worried about it. And things only have the energy that you put into them for the most part. It's not that strong an energy that it can take over what you do or how you feel as a person. It often just means that you're not ready for it. Sometimes people lose crystals and they'll say, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it went. And I'll say, obviously the universe is telling you you're not ready for it. Or when they do find it, they found it years later. I had somebody that told me, I lost this crystal 4 years ago. And all of a sudden I find it on the floor in front of my dryer. She's like, I have no idea where it came. I said, oh, it's the crystal fairies. They're just messing with you. You know, and she just laughed, but I mean, that happens to people. And I do get people that are really afraid when their crystal breaks. And I'm just like, it's just an energy thing. You're just not ready. It's okay. Let it go. You know, when you're ready, it'll come back to you. There'll be something that, you know, you'll find it again, or you'll get another one, or you'll pick something different. So I don't want people to put so much focus on the properties, but just choose things that actually make you feel good and that your intentions are clear. When you're choosing something for someone else, are you doing it out of love and kindness and a true sense of giving, or are you doing it to try and control an outcome? And sometimes we're trying to control outcomes. And I think that that was part of why that success and the money stone broke. So I don't know who that person was in her life or what that meant, but that really upset her when it broke. You know, and it's not an expensive crystal. It's easy, but it was just interesting that it's just that one in the bag of crystals that fell at the exact point to break just that one, and literally broke it, not on a seam, not on a, because every crystal has their, you know, their little, crystals aren't generally clear, you know, they're not without faults. But the way that this broke, it didn't break on any one of the actual pieces of the crystal. It just literally right in broke half. Right in half.
Yeah.
Right crazy. Through the word. You know, so it's, and I've had it happen with friends and family that I've given crystals to and said, well, that broke in half probably because you're in the middle of trying to live in two different worlds and you're trying to figure this out. And they're like, you're right. Yeah. You know, so it truly is about, are you willing to listen to that inner voice that says, this is a good thing, this isn't a good thing, this is for me, this isn't for me.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense when you think about it, really does. Lastly, Marilisa, what advice would you give to someone who is skeptical about the use of crystals for healing, or somebody that just, you know, I guess just doesn't have an open mind to this kind of stuff and thinks about it in terms of the whole woo and, oh, let's say, yeah, like the guy that does he made a YouTube channel out of it, right? He talks about the skepticism, which is really cool. But somebody that just hasn't ever experienced, just is not on the radar, like, what advice would you give to them?
Walk into a store and see how you feel. Just take a couple of deep breaths.
Can't hurt, right?
And that is at its core, it does no harm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And when you walk into a place that has a really clean, clear energy, you're able to just say, oh, it feels really nice in here, you know, and that's it. I mean, it's about do your medical stuff, get your medical advice, figure out what you need to do on a ground level for whatever's going on with your health. And if the traditional medical route is not working for you, be open to alternatives in this country. It's not always alternatives in other countries. It's sometimes standard care, acupuncture, chiropractor, herbs, crystals, tuning forks, breath work. I mean, there's so many things that are there as adjuncts,
yeah,
which is what we focus on, adjuncts to healing trauma. And it's, yeah, just take a breath and see how you feel.
I would say to somebody that has that mentality, like, have you ever when you're standing in a room and then you could sense the presence of someone behind you. You could sense if there's a weird energy in the room, if there's some uncomfortability. There's something going on there that's deeper. And like, why? It's not just a human being thing that applies to everything, really.
Right, right. Well, that's about paying attention to the vibe. You want to pay attention to the vibe in the room. And it's a term that's been used forever and ever. You know, it is about vibration. Everything is vibration. Everything is moving. Everything is connected to something. It is all about connection. How connected are you to your own energy, to your own sense of well-being? Be kind, be loving, be open.
We're all on this journey together. And a fascinating journey, indeed it is.
And none of us are getting out of this alive. You know, my meditation coach, he says to me, number one cause of death. Anybody? Nobody was like, you know, a million different. He said birth. it's a part of
fundamental
us.
So
we're trying to figure out how to live in love and peace, because that's really the only thing that changes things. So try everything.
All right. Very cool. So we will leave it at that. We got our fill of crystals for the day. Everyone out there listening, go check it out. Walk into a store. Just see what you feel. Pick up a crystal. I know I've done this before at chamber events. When you have your booth up, I'll come over and I'll pick up different crystals and hold them and then talk about how I feel with it. So like you said, it can't hurt and it could do nothing but good.
Absolutely.
So. All right, Mary Lisa. Always a pleasure. You have a wonderful day. It's not quite Friday yet, but we're approaching a weekend. So have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing you.
I'm going camping, depending on the rain. I'm planning on camping.
Very cool. Well, have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch everyone next time. Take care. Have a great day and keep that energy shining bright.
Thank you for listening to the Hemp Del Sol podcast. Explore our wide range of organic products at hempdelsoul.com. That's hempdelsoul.com. Or contact 954-854-1039.